This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's jail populations have plummeted to almost half of what they were before the pandemic. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
At the start of the pandemic, sheriffs and prosecutors across the state worked to decrease populations in Colorado's crowded county jails to make it safer for people inside, both inmates and staffers. Now, a new report from the American Civil Liberties Union finds that fewer people in jails has not affected the state's crime rate, and it's also saving taxpayers money. Some sheriffs say they're happier because their populations are better managed. The ACLU is advocating for some permanent policy changes that could keep fewer people in the state's jails in the long run. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Denver Public Schools will not bring middle and high school students back to classrooms as planned next week because of the city's rise in COVID-19 cases. The earliest those students could return is now November 9th. Chalkbeat's Erica Meltzer says the district is not changing its plans to bring back elementary school students.
On Monday, Superintendent Susana Cordova really stressed how important it is for young kids to be in the classroom, that these are the kids who struggled the most with engaging with remote learning. The district's concern is that if these kids stay home and continue learning remotely, that it's going to have long-term consequences.
That's Chalkbeat's Erica Meltzer. Colorado voters have started to return their ballots. Some have already mailed them or dropped them off. Molly Fitzpatrick is the clerk and recorder in Boulder County. She says ballots put in drop boxes are picked up daily.
They're under 24-hour video surveillance, and they are bolted to the ground, and bipartisan teams of election judges actually are the ones to drive out to those ballot boxes and collect those ballots.
Fitzpatrick says once the ballots are collected, they're put in bins that are sealed to prevent tampering and transported to the ballot processing center. A recent CPR News investigation found that since 2016, 100,000 ballots have been rejected by clerks in Colorado, largely because of mismatched signatures. It's going to be windy across the northern end of the Front Range today. Winds might reach up to 48 miles per hour in Fort Collins this afternoon, and Denver could see gusts as high as 44 miles per hour. It's 59 in Colorado Springs, and you're listening to CPR News.